Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, and we'll be looking at the first three verses. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And a leper came to him and bowed down before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I'd like to touch on just a couple of observations from those brief verses. The first one is the presumption of the leper. Webster's dictionary defines presumption as an overstepping of proper bounds, forwardness, or effrontery. As an outcast from society, this man knew he had no claim upon Jesus. He was accustomed to being driven away and excluded by those in society. And yet he saw not only power emanating from Jesus, but love, mercy, and compassion. Dare he hope that he might be a recipient of that? He approached Jesus with humility, hopeful, desperate, and without arrogant expectation. The second point is the Savior's response. Jesus allowed him to approach him, where others would have either run away or chased him away. We see through the Gospels Jesus' miraculous healings of many. Oftentimes he would do it with a word. But in this case, he touched the man. He touched him. A man who had not been touched for years. Imagine the response of those around him. Imagine the response of that man. Thirdly, he was willing. He was willing to meet that man's need. Jesus owes us nothing. We deserve nothing from him except judgment. And he condescends to pour his kindness upon us. In applying those verses, the question is, what kind of presumption do you have, do I have, before God? Do we have a humble presumption like this leper did? Recognizing our sinful condition and our desperate need for the Savior's touch. If you've approached Christ with that type of humble presumption and have turned to him in repentance and faith for the forgiveness of your sins, then join us today as we share communion. If you're a believer, but you're in sin, don't presume upon God's grace, but turn from your sin. Ask him to forgive you. Make peace with anyone that you have hurt. and then joyfully receive communion today with us as we remember Christ's salvation. Maybe you're one who is, by your own admission, not a believer in Christ. Maybe you have an arrogant presumption that God will accept you on your terms rather than His. Have you been unwilling to acknowledge your sin and the rebellion in your heart against God's righteous claim upon your life? Then I would call upon you, I would beg with you today. Jesus is willing to forgive you. He is willing to touch your heart. Turn to Him. Turn from your sin. Ask Him to save you from the judgment and the hell that you deserve. If you're willing to do that today, then join us as we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection. But if you're not willing to do that, then we ask that you simply allow the elements to pass by as they come to you. But don't leave today without speaking with me, one of the other elders, someone on the worship team, or someone who brought you or sitting next to you about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be forgiven of your sins and to have peace with God. The men will be bringing the elements at this time. Please take them, hold them, prepare your hearts, and then we'll share them together in just a few moments.